Dear Internet.
Welcome to Dear Internet, the show where a group of friends come together to answer the internet's wildest questions. This week, we're talking about hiding Christmas presents, classy Tinder profiles, and nose rings. I'm Jennifer Sheik, and with me is Tim Lanning.
Hello, Jennifer.
Michael Tomorrow.
Hello, Jennifer.
And Nick Bristow.
Hello, Jennifer.
Man, it's just been like a full week since we recorded. It's so crazy.
I miss you guys.
I miss you guys. I haven't seen you in such a long time.
No, we just recorded
just
an
kidding.
Episode.
I did that to make Tim mad. It's still December 13th. Mm-hmm. It is Sunday afternoon.
Mm-hmm. It's almost 3 o'clock Eastern.
It's later than we normally record.
Yeah, yeah, I had these. Michael had to go do his Taekwondo. So I recorded Mandalorian this morning, old Bounty
Tim is
Buddies.
Just fucking podcasting for hours
I
on
know.
Hours.
I'm going to be so lazy the rest of
yeah,
the day.
Yeah, you should be.
I kind of want to get like a Philly cheesesteak sandwich. But we also
Ooh.
Have that chicken in the fridge.
We've got some options. We'll think on it. I didn't want to go full Christmas mode in this episode. I will say that today was like, oh, maybe I'll go do a little search on my various places where I look for things and try to find Christmas stuff. But a lot of the Christmas questions were depressing.
Oh yeah.
so I did not include them. There's a little bit. It's a little bit of a Christmas question. A little bit of like family, like dealing with family stuff that is still kind of relevant for like around the holidays, you know, it's still got a vibe.
What are you guys doing for Christmas? Nothing?
I mean, today, right now when you're listening to this, it's December 23rd, and it's coming up.
It's coming up.
Tomorrow.
It's Christmas Eve Eve.
Let's give our top Christmas advice. Because all of us are from Christian faiths, therefore we don't have the advice for other faiths. Don't make grandma mad.
Don't fucking do it, baby.
Don't do it.
Say happy birthday to Nick. You got to do that.
Yeah,
that's it. Number one, you've absolutely got to say happy birthday to Nick on Christmas.
Michael, can you refresh yourself again?
Oh, no.
I think he's good now. No, he's good now.
No, you're good.
Oh, no, he is wrong. He's messed up.
I thought he was just glaring at me.
He's like, he's mad.
He's so mad.
My advice for Christmas, well, I have... You know what? One of them I'm not going to say, actually, is too bummer. Make more food than you think. Give yourself the gift of leftovers this Christmas.
Oh, yes.
That's what I would say. Tim and I did Thanksgiving, obviously, alone this year because it's pandemic.
Huh.
And I was like, you know what? I'm going to try to chill out on the amount of food I make. And I kind of regretted it. I wanted to have more leftovers. So
yeah.
We're planning ahead for Christmas. And we're going to make a lot of food.
Yeah.
We ate the leftovers for dinner. And like, we had Thanksgiving lunch,
like,
and then dinner was, that was it.
The whole thing with holidays is you need to have a disgusting amount of leftovers.
Right. It was like, was not getting COVID and killing my grandma worth not eating turkey sandwich the next day? I don't even know.
I don't know. But
toss up.
Yeah. We're making all sorts of good shit for Christmas, I think.
Yeah.
We're probably going to order a bunch of shit. Because like, it is my birthday and like, I love ordering food, so
yeah, it's good. Ordering food is great.
I think I want a ham for Christmas.
Ham. We're definitely getting a ham.
Yeah, turkey sucks, but you know.
I feel like ham is very traditional for Christmas, and I'm thinking about it, I'm like, it's like the most Christian food because a lot of the other religions cannot eat
they
ham.
Can't eat ham.
So,
and
like,
also,
Christians
ham is
are
for
like
Easter too. Yeah. Like, always had ham at Easter.
Take this.
We're gonna fucking rub it in everybody's faces that we're having ham for Christmas.
You all don't that's just have goose for Christmas.
Sorry.
What's that?
You all don't have goose for Christmas, isn't that?
I mean, yeah, we have a figgy pudding, but
we have our figgy pudding.
Yeah.
Sugar dumpling. What the fuck is a figgy pudding?
I don't know.
It's a pudding. It's a figgy pudding.
Well, the Brits call things puddings that are, I'm like, I think this is a wet cake.
Okay, a pudding is like a dessert, like generic.
All right, what's the difference between a pudding and a door?
Oh my God, no. No, release me. All right, that's a good way to get me to stop talking
about
this.
We can't do another international incident like our last one was.
Yeah, this is...
Or maybe we should choose it at the top. It's Christmas, so maybe we make fun of Germans?
Yeah, we'll see. We've already been making enemies of the British and the French in the last episode, mm-hmm. So we'll see what's next.
Well, in Europe, we can go after.
My advice for Christmas this year is to really maximize your the whole gift situation is to request a good expensive gift and then you give homemade gifts. Like that's really the best.
It's just a smart thing to do.
That's good every year.
Yeah, get yourself a laminator and you're gonna make Christmas hand turkeys for everyone this year, and they're gonna love it.
You request that PS5. And then reject any list that you get. This is a reference. This is a callback to episode 50.
It's good.
Yeah, we don't have, we have what's called podcast amnesia. So our ability to make references to our previous episodes is zero.
Only when we record back to back.
But when we're back to back, baby, that's the dear internet promise.
Yeah. Michael, would you like to read this first question and just get us right in the Christmas spirit?
I would love to. My 34-year-old man, wife, 35 female, keeps, quote-unquote, just finding her gifts every single time. As each word with a period after it. Do I just stop getting her anything?
I love that.
That's the solution.
It's a good solution. Birthday 2017. She finds said gift, not wrapped, behind books in my bookshelf while I'm standing there. Christmas 2017. Finds gifts in a cabinet where I'd hidden it. Birthday 2018. Finds a gift I've hidden in the trunk of my car in minus 40 degrees weather.
Wow!
Christmas 2018. On an outing with her friends, she buys the gift I got for her for herself. Okay, that doesn't count.
Yeah, that's not on her, man. I feel like that one's unfair. You can't add this
need
to the
more
list. I see where he's coming from and that like it's another like quote unquote ruined gift, but whatever.
Birthday 2019, recruit brother-in-law to buy and wrap gift, pay him for his time and trouble. He still lives with my mother-in-law's house. He orders it online and she opens the package with his name on it, thinking it's something else her mother ordered.
Oh my God.
Christmas 2019. She just happened to come home from work 3 hours early and I was in the middle of wrapping gifts in the living room. That one day, of all days, never came home early again. All right. Some of these are not her fault.
But this is a man being pushed to the brink of madness. And I love it.
I feel like already.
We're almost done with the list. Let's finish the list.
Okay.
Birthday 2020. Take her fucking shopping with a $300 spending limit because I don't fucking trust her anymore. Christmas 2020. Question marks?
What will happen?
I could give more examples, but those are the main ones. I'm at my wit's end here. I can't trust her. She finds everything every single time, and it's making me crazy. I can't buy her anything for a special occasion because she spoils it every single goddamn time, and I'm sick of it. What am I supposed to do? Wow, this guy is fired up.
Bro, you need to fired up. Take a chill pill, like, immediately. Calm down.
Well, first step is don't marry an actual physical dog. This isn't like your wife's a B-word or anything negative. He's married to, a golden retriever, some sort of blood.
Yeah,
like
she can't help herself.
A truffle pig.
A truffle pig, yeah.
she's snorting him out.
I think Christmas 2020, buy her gift Christmas Day at the Macy's and have them wrap it. When the person turns around to wrap the gift, it's her.
Bro, and she's like, I got a part-time job at the Macy's so I could buy you a gift, but now my gift has been ruined.
Yeah, I feel like the solution to this is to have it gift-wrapped at the store, right? Because then if she does find it, like,
she's going to open it.
She's going to see the receipt.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, so...
This is a curse.
High level, the issue is that she's stealing the joy from him. And I think people will dog on this man, rightfully so, but without...
I feel like they both deserve to be dogged on, without
admitting that it's a true statement that part of the joy with gift giving is giving a surprise unto the other person. So I don't think you can necessarily call this man a complete idiot. Even if, he is lost his mind. But, you know, this is something that is near and dear to him. And, you know, it is wild. And it's kind of chaotic, so you can make fun of him, but also see where he's coming
from. It is also deeply hilarious to compare this question to the question from last week with the dude making fucking... like nothing like homemade presents. Right.
Turkey ham.
Like
puppets.
This dude is trying so hard. He's like, I really want to get her a present. And she is like, absolutely not.
And
bitch.
This is different than like
she's like, I hate surprises and I fucking meant it.
Yeah.
It is different too of like a theoretical question that we theoretically could have gotten from like a whiny dude who was like, she ruined it, man. I tried it. Like if it was from the dude from last week who actually tried to get her a good thing and then the surprise ruined, it would very much be one of the things that this question is not doing per se is he's not making this about him the way that he could be. Sure, it's from his perspective and it is sort of about him, but he never really gives words to the phrase of she's ruining Christmas for me, XYZ. It gets close. If you interpret it that way,
he doesn't actually like connect the dots of like why this is upsetting him so much.
Well, but the other time too is a lot of times these questions on Reddit are from the asshole's point of view or the baby's point of view and they don't realize it. Yes. And what I'm saying is he doesn't make that mistake.
Right.
He could be. He's just more self-aware or something.
So if I'm going to fault the woman in this case, it's really that, like, why is she admitting that she found the stuff or saw the stuff?
It's really confusing.
This is kind of like, shitty, like,
it's
actually.
It's just a weird thing to do as a weirdo. An adult. Like, why are you trying to root out these presents?
Yeah, and I don't
know. If she's not trying to.
I think that's pretty clear.
Great example of this. So number one, I have always been the type of person, like my parents literally used to be like, Jennifer, we have your presents hidden in this area. Don't look in there. And I would say, okay. And I would not look in there.
What a good girl.
I really would. Like it wouldn't even occur to me. I'd be like, oh, well, there is a surprise for later. So I shouldn't look at that. In one of our closets, I needed to get a thing out, and I saw there was a blanket draped over something, and I was like, I bet that is a Christmas present for me. I'm going to not look at it. I will tell Tim, hey, I need this thing out of this closet. Is this a present for me? Can you go get it for me?
I didn't do that.
Because I'm normal.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm actually now you're making normal. Me feel bad. So.
Like, I just don't understand, like, why, like, if you did, okay, so let's say you did find the hidden present and you just like can't like you're like I need to see what it is, but wouldn't you just like peek it and then put it back?
The point is to feel naughty into like be like, oh, I'm so bad.
Ooh, I know what
but
I'm
you
getting.
Don't rub it in to the other person. You just be so bad.
Dummy, I found your. What if she was just like berating him like, wow, what great way to not surprise me for Christmas or my birthday.
So the opposite of Jennifer's story is that my parents would keep our presents in their closet, just like you. But when I knew I was getting an Xbox console and when they were out of the house, because, you know, we were like home from school or whatever and they were working, we would go in there, grab the Xbox console, take your X-Acto knife, peel up the tape, pull out the console, set it up, play the console for an hour or two, carefully repackage it up, put it back in the closet.
What?
We did
what?
I probably a month or so.
What?
Every day when they were not at work.
That rules.
Nick, that's disgusting. And I would be so upset with you if it weren't for the fact that I did the same thing with the Nintendo games.
Oh, really?
Wait, how old were you?
But I felt terrible when I did it. How old was I?
Both of you.
Let's see. When 12? Did the Xbox come out?
I'm just like impressed that you were able to get away with it.
I know.
Like to be smart enough to not get caught.
Oh, you know, there's your close calls. Oh no, mom's home early.
It's
you're
just
gonna
stressful.
Have to throw, you know, my younger sister down the stairs. Like act hurt down there.
Oh, you had accomplices? See, I don't.
Well, yeah, they were in on it. They were playing too. I did not throw my sister down the stairs, but I did. You distractors down there.
If you have siblings that are all in on it, then that's the ideal situation. Because yes, you can do a like, all right, mom's home early. We got to do a distraction scenario.
2001. So I would have been 15.
Maybe that's why I never even tried, because my younger brother is so much younger than me that he would never have been any help with, like, any sort of
my sister's
thing. But no, that's actually not why, though. It was just that I was, unfortunately, like, a very lawful good child.
Yeah, same.
Like, when someone was like, you shouldn't do that, I was like, I should never, ever do this. It is bad.
I think I did it like twice, maybe. And I was so terrified the whole time that it ended up being a much worse experience. I was definitely a snooper, though. I was a bad kid.
Oh, yeah. I snooped.
I definitely snooped in stuff. I used to always steal my mom's romance novels to read. And I did. And I would put them like back exactly like the way they were.
You would have been good at what Nick did.
I would have been good at it, but I felt too bad about it.
I definitely remember, like, when the N64 was coming out, like, finding Nintendo 64 games and just staring. I didn't have the console, though, at that time, so I couldn't do my plans. And also, those were shrink-wrapped, so you couldn't, like, seal the box back up. But I do remember, like, finding them and just staring at them for hours.
Yes. How did you play the Xbox?
What do you mean? I just opened it up. I don't know.
Yeah, but there's no games.
Oh, no. I opened the games, too.
Oh.
Yeah, you opened it all.
So they're also shrink wrapped.
How did you not get caught?
I mean, they were, I knew their schedule. I knew when they'd be home, and, you know, you could just package it up.
You should tell them now as an adult that you did this and see if they were like, oh, yeah, we didn't do that. Or if they were like, what?
I feel like I don't know if I've told them. I don't know.
I'd be interested to know if they knew, because I do feel like there are certain things, like, as a child that I, like, thought I was getting away with, and I'm like, I bet I wasn't.
Yeah.
I bet I wasn't.
I feel like in this situation, if they did know, they would have yelled at me. Or moved.
It does seem like they would have.
Yeah. That's so funny.
So back to the actual question at hand. What I was going to say is that the rule of gift giving is, if you get the gift before Christmas or birthday, it does not count as your birthday or Christmas present. So you get double presents. But then they have to replace it with a new gift.
No. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
I mean,
Nick, no.
Yeah.
That's
so dems the rules.
I'm ruined.
I'm ruined.
It does seem like she's purposely trying to find them.
But he's also so mad about it in a way that I just find baffling. Like, I don't understand. Like, why are you so invested in this?
I dig it, because we don't know anything about these two people.
Yeah.
Except for their ages. And to us, their biggest problem is this.
Exactly.
But what we find sometimes in the comment section is that, like, The people are like, yeah, it's not that big of a deal. I just wanted advice on it. Sure, it makes me mad, but that's all we know. This is their universe.
Either that will happen, or someone will be like, weren't you posting 2 weeks ago about how she cheated on you with your brother and blah, blah, blah. Like, that's the other, like, I love that sleuthing that goes on when people, like, dig into someone's, like, and they actually have a history in there.
According to this other post, you're 14 years old.
that totally happens to her. People just, like, make shit up, and I'm like, wait a second, last week you said you were in college working on this week, but this week you say, like, you're a professor, like, or whatever.
It is funny when the comments get super judgy based on, like, something else. It's like, well, I didn't ask about that, so I guess, you know, leave this out. Like, no, I won't.
No, I will absolutely not.
You did mushrooms before.
I feel like, honestly, you guys need to, I mean, if we're actually giving advice... No. Then you guys need to have a talk and be like, bro, you're stealing the joy from me when you find the presents. Stop it, okay?
And also, don't bring them home unless they're wrapped.
Right.
Yeah.
Put them in a bag that says, this is your present. Don't open it.
Dude, if
I think you might have to do that with her.
The brother-in-law birthday gift thing, that would have made... There would be a Tim-shaped wall hole in the wall, because you could tell he's in his, like, you know, Unabomber attic, like, losing his mind, trying to thwart. He's the Joker. He's become the Joker.
He's been Joker-fied by his wife fighting all of the
presents. That example, though, is also the one that would be the easiest to lie about, right? Like, just...
I got you a... No, it's... Hey, sis. No, it's my dildo.
Or just, like, the guy's not there, right? Like, she opened it at her brother-in-law's house or whatever. She could have just been like, hey...
Yeah,
six
exactly.
times
she didn't
before
have to say anything.
I fucked
so why
this
she
up.
Say something?
Right, but that's the thing is, like, it appears that she keeps I'm saying bragging. I mean, that's editorializing, but she is.
What is? Like, what if she is? Like, wow.
It is, she is the Moriarty to the Holmes. She is taunting him.
Yeah, she is. Dude, can you search this question really quick?
Maybe she's incapable of lying. Maybe
that's true too.
Yeah. So also just back to my Xbox story, I should note I knew, like, I saw them buy it, so I knew I had it.
I wasn't
robbing the surprise. They were just withholding it.
Those bastards.
I want to hear more input from the person, but yeah, I'm sad this one got deleted, because I really want to know more. I feel like I need more info. Because he's so upset. He feels out of, like...
Yeah, they have to get divorced now.
It just seems really frustrating. That's all. Yeah, like, that this keeps happening. But also, maybe he's just very bad at hiding things.
That is true, too, which is also hilarious to me.
What if she's like, dude, you get better at this. Like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah. If you're not going to make it a challenge, like, why did you marry me?
Yeah. All of the responses on the Our Relationships Twitter account are bad. It's very funny.
Yeah.
Except for the one that is, admit that she has bested you.
Yeah.
Yeah. This sounds like a serious privacy concern. I would not trust her. Like, what?
Because she's stumbled upon your gifts in her own house.
Chill out. Everyone needs to just fucking... I think that you guys need to be like, you know what? We're taking a year off from presents. Year off from presents, no one do it. We're taking a break.
Well, yeah, tell her you're not getting her anything.
Yeah.
She won't look, and then you do.
Someone says, well, definitely don't have an affair.
I just find the whole question baffling because I find both people in it baffling. Like, yeah, I don't understand the choices either people in this have
made. I think it's fun.
It is fun. That's why I wish I could find the actual question online, because I want to see what his comments are, because there's a way this can be salvaged of him, like, laughing about it versus is he the Joker?
What if he makes her do, like, a scavenger hunt or something?
Right, that's what I was thinking.
I think that'd be funny.
I already completed this last week.
Yeah, it's pretty sad. What are you saying, Michael?
I would just, like, do a red herring present, like...
Yeah, exactly.
Put something in obvious place, and she'll be like, "I found it," and he'll be like, "Shucks,
good job."
Oh, right. Jokes on you.
Dang. If you started dating because of your love of escape rooms or whatever, then yeah, you're screwed. Of course, it's gonna.
Yeah, she's gonna find it. She's very talented.
She's very talented. She's the best in the goddamn biz.
What if she's like, yeah, she works for like the fucking CIA or something?
Yeah, you married the Catwoman, and you keep getting mad. She finds your shit.
Yeah, she's burgling you.
You're getting burgled, bro.
Oh, portcullis. He should put up a portcullis.
Oh, yes. He's got to. Portcullis guy, reach out to the.
She'd figure it out. I don't think
she would. She'd get in there.
I like the idea that they met on escape room subreddit.
Yeah.
And then they met up for their first day at an escape room, and all the employees knew her name, and you were like, I'm fucked. She's going to be so good at this.
Absolutely fucked.
Would you guys like to go on to the next one?
Let's freaking do
Please.
It.
Did you choose this one for me for a reason?
No, I just thought it'd be funny to hear you read it out loud.
I'm razzing you. Am I the asshole for wanting my mom to make her Tinder profile more classy?
This one was really making the rounds online recently. I don't think I saw this one.
My mother had me at a pretty young age, 18, so she's still relatively young.
18 years old.
Let's real quick, sorry.
18 is old for a
relatively
baby.
Young at 38, bitch. Excuse I will kill me? You.
Excuse me? I'll never die.
Yeah.
My dad is not in the picture. I was going through Tinder the other day to obviously try and get laid. I set my age setting pretty high to try and cast a bigger net. If you get what I am saying. Well, I see my mother, and obviously I don't swipe right, you sickos. And I hate to say this, but my mom...
Is swiping right the good one or the bad one?
Swiping right is, yes, I like this person. Yeah. Left is, get out of here.
Get out of here, mommy.
So he's like, he did not swipe right on his mom.
But doesn't, so if you swipe right if you like someone.
Yes.
Yeah, so he doesn't like his mom. That's sad.
He hates his mom.
That's fucked up, actually.
Does that mean that his mom also has set her age stuff so that she's hitting up 20-year-olds?
Now, that's a good question, actually.
Ooh,
I don't know. I mean,
because they must have to be.
They must overlap. Yeah. Sometimes it gets fucked up. I feel like, but who knows? Who knows? But that's a very. I actually hadn't considered that.
Right, because the other person will never know. Huh? I don't know. Maybe algorithms.
Interesting.
I hate to say this, but my mom came across as a typical Tinder hoe.
Bro, you wow. stole your mama hoe!
Saying not to swipe right if you aren't 6+ and very muscular.
Like 6 feet plus.
Yeah.
In height.
What did you think?
You said it aren't 6+.
Yeah.
6 feet plus?
Like six inch plus.
Like
oh, like dick size. Okay, I see. I was like, what? To me, it was like, of course she means feet, but thanks for the clarification. She might have meant hog.
What does one comma mean? Is that feet or inch?
Feet, yeah. Inches of two.
Or it could mean if you're a 6 out of 10 hotness.
That's why. Because like to me, if I heard someone say 6+, I would think like 6 out of 10.
Yeah.
I wouldn't immediately think of height.
At first, I didn't understand, but now I realize. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Keep reading the description, but also he's still wrong. But
and very muscular, having pictures showing off her butt, ew, and saying shit like she's down to eat a guy's ass. You times a
no.
Pretty. Oh my god, Bobby!
This is why. But the thing is, as soon as like parents get on like, you know, Tinder or whatever, doesn't that like ruin it? Right? Like that's what happened to Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook.
It's like Facebook. It's ruined now.
Obviously, seeing all this shit horrified me and completely killed my desire to get laid.
That's his
poor
concern.
Guy.
I mean, I'm on his side now. Come on. You have to understand. Later, I told my mom what she saw. She's surprised because we aren't even in the same age range, and makes a joke about me going after MILFs.
I'm sorry, your mom rules.
Your mom rules. I tell her to stop joking around because this is serious. I ask my mom if she can at least make her profile a bit more classy. She immediately says, no. She says that Tinder is a fun hookup app, so that's what she's going to do. Have fun. And then she says, I wouldn't even have this problem if you weren't trying to fuck someone's mom.
Your mom's right, my dude. I'm sorry.
Uh-huh. I leave her with me saying, I just hope you know I'm disappointed in how you're handling the situation. She tells me there's no situation and that this was the end of that. I'm obviously still very upset about this thing and my mom can tell. Am I the asshole here? I don't think what I'm doing is such a wrong thing. Okay, I love this. This rules. Your mom rules.
It's so fucking funny because he's all like, Mom, it's fucking gross for me to know that you like the freaking bone, and like, how am I supposed to get laid now
right.
with you on Tinder?
Am I the asshole for being mad at my mom for eating asshole?
Yeah, stop sex shaming your horny mom.
Yeah, your horny mom. Let her get her nut on.
Right. The fact that your mom is so good at Tinder and you suck at it,
you should
be begging this queen to give you hot tips.
Yeah, mom, and please help me make my Tinder better, okay?
Yeah. And the fact that she's just dunking on you the whole time
is so funny. Like, I wonder how old, because if she, okay, wait, because how old did he say?
She's 38. 38.
So he's 20 now.
Yeah.
So, okay, that sounds about right.
So the thing is, like, obviously, his reaction's normal, but it's just when you get to the, I went to the internet and posted about it to try to get people to say I'm right.
No,
That's when you're in the zone, right?
I think it's when he said that she needs to change her profile. Mm-hmm. Like, bro, Like, the only thing you could do, like, listen, no one is asking or saying that you should like to see that your mom enjoys to eat a butthole. What they're saying is that you get to a point where you're like, listen, I acknowledge that my parents are human beings also, mm-hmm. and I'm going to simply swipe left on this and pretend I never saw it.
Yeah.
Like, well, that is what you have to do in this scenario, and right. maybe yeah. change your age range.
You know your mom's single, and your mom seems cool as shit, so she's probably done something else that makes you think she's cool and eats ass and stuff like that. But, like,
shows her right. her
she's always
ass
talking to her friends about how much she loves to eat ass, so this was a surprise.
So because of that, what if you marry someone, I don't know, it feels, I don't, whatever, no, I, only some judgment until someone says, yell at
I
me,
feel like,
don't date someone your mom's age, please.
Don't do that.
Yeah, that is absolutely, you need to, like, close that net down, you know, an extra year or whatever, but.
Yeah, just a year.
Yeah, like, the whole Tinder thing and, like, online dating, especially, like, with divorced people, like, I'm glad I didn't have to go through that, because my parents, they had sex 4 times and they did not enjoy it.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Some of my mom's stories are
like, now I'm just laughing, though, because this is such, like, I know I was saying, like, these questions this week, they're not all Christmas questions, but, like, imagine coming home from college and you're swiping on Tinder, and now, because you're in the same zone, you do accidentally see your mom swiping through Tinder or whatever. Someone that you're related to. It's very funny now, to think about it.
So, here's the other thing that it's going through my brain. He did not swipe right, but he also didn't, like, throw his phone to the ground, step on it, and light it on fire. He took the time to look at her butt pictures and read her description.
Oh,
I would too.
So it wasn't an immediate swipe left.
Like, listen, it is like, no one's going to blame you for looking at it, but that's on you. You made the choice to look at
this. I super liked my mom.
Oh, no. No. Can you imagine? What if, like, his mom didn't have, like, her face in the pictures, and then he did super like, and then he found out that it was his mom?
I hate this.
Ooh, boy, it could have been so much worse.
Yeah, they
could have
met up for a coffee date, and then,
what if you sent a hog pig to your mom?
Don't do that.
And I mean, he's definitely being a super hypocrite in that, like, he's saying 38-year-old women are fuckable, but his mom.
It's fucked up for his mom to do it.
Yeah.
But that's also just such, like, 20-year-old dude logic, though. Like, it feels realistic to me, because I feel like this is just how, like, lots of people think like this.
Right.
Like, well, it's fine that I'm doing it, but you're fucked up for doing it.
But that's also why I'm like, It's where we can all sagely say he's wrong. But again, if it was your mom, you would be doing something similar, probably.
Oh, but like.
But that being said, don't go to the internet as to try to figure it out. You just have to be like, oh, this is one of life little foibles where I'm not being rational here. You're not being rational, and you're being an asshole.
Like, it's fair to feel traumatized.
Yeah.
By learning that your mom likes to eat ass.
Yeah.
Like, right. No one wants to know about that.
Time to get a therapist.
I mean,
exactly.
My parents, I was raised Catholic, so. Yeah. Like, anything sexual was very, like, just, we do not talk about it.
Nick, your parents were eating each other's asses. I'm sorry.
No, they were. I'm sorry.
My parents, like, I think I could count on one hand the amount of times my parents kissed in front of us.
That's funny.
That's where they're saving it all.
Yeah.
Private.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's just, I don't know. I just love this mom so much. And she's like, nope, get the fuck over it. I'm trying to get my nut on Tinder, and I do not give a shit.
Yeah, it's a fun
my child. Like, that's it. Because again, like 38, like, again, he's like, she's not that old. I'm like, bro.
I can't imagine having.
38 is not old. 38 is like, I think that 20-year-olds do think that 38 is old. And it's like,
young.
Listen, I have bad news for you. It's not, and when you get to that age, you're going to be like, oh, God, it's not old at all.
Our bones hurt, whatever.
Think about how old you'd feel right now if you had, like, a 17 or 18-year-old.
Oh, my God.
That would be crazy.
Oh.
Nick, your parents are eating each other's asses all day long, every day. Me and Nick are fighting now.
You're fighting. But it's more just like when I think about, like, the age my parents were when they had me, like, versus what I was doing at that age.
I mean,
is hilarious.
It's that meme that's going around, like, all the time. Like, my parents at age 19, let's have a child.
Yeah.
I don't know when my mom had us.
I mean,
had me.
My son's 17. For those out there that's looking for some context.
Michael, what if somehow you and Owen, like, came across each other on a Tinder?
On Grindr.
That would be something.
Dude, that has absolutely happened somewhere. Someone has definitely come across their dad on Grindr. I know that has happened. Absolutely. No question. That's much more fucked up to think about, because then that's like, uh-oh.
Well, there's that TikTok about, like, a guy and his dad at a glory hole. Yeah, that's different. I don't like it.
We can't.
I mean, obviously, if you were in a playful mode, you should dog on your mom.
Like, dogging on it. That would be like, mom, oh my God. Like, if it was, like, in a funny way.
Right.
So, and not in a, no, seriously, you need to get off Tinder, though.
Yeah, exactly. Once you kind of, like, high-horsed it.
My mom had me when she was 33 years old, and, like, I'm 33 right now. That's crazy.
Bro, that's fucked up. Bro.
Are you the youngest? I forget.
No, I'm the second oldest.
My mom was,
how much older is your brother than you?
My brother's a year older. So,
whoa!
Oh, like a year and a couple months. So, Yeah, no, they, like, I think my parents were told they couldn't have kids, so they didn't have kids until.
Oh.
For some. And they're like, wait, turns out we can.
Yeah.
Let's have several.
Let's not never have sex.
I've heard of a lot of people that happening with them. It's like, once you are like, all right, we're not even going to try, then it's like, accidentally, I got pregnant with triplets when this happened.
Didn't that happen with the penguin? I don't remember.
Oh, man. I feel like we've kind of talked this
I don't want to talk about
this. This mom rules. Hey, mom of question asker, call me. oh, this was for me. I was going to be like, so-and-so, please read
the question. I almost started reading it.
Tim's like, this is mine.
I'm having fun.
This is the one that made me so angry, and it's been sitting in there, and I'm like, today's the time. Am I the asshole for telling my brother's girlfriend to get rid of her nose ring?
Probably not.
I mean, gotta be yes, right?
I'm going to say yeah.
Let's hear her out.
There's no way my mind will be changed.
I, 29 male, live in a fairly affluent part of the city, and I work for a more traditional firm. Mm. Admittedly, they are a little behind the times in terms of dress codes. They still require full business attire unless you're in your cube/office.
And then it's just full buck naked in there.
Yeah, and then nude as hell inside of your cube. Nude cube.
This is nude cube up in here.
I made a lot of friends working there, and I have adapted to their style and customs. Now, my brother and his girlfriend are in the process of moving, but due to unfortunate circumstances, they have no place to live for the month. Since my brother is a genuinely good guy, I offered to let him and his girlfriend stay in a spare room at my apartment for the time being. Hmm. Okay, here's a clue. How many fucking spare rooms do you have, buddy?
He lives in a city that you can have a 3-bedroom without.
Yeah.
I just feel like this dude that's writing this question seems like someone that I just hate him so much. He seems extremely rich. He seems like he works at a fucking, like, big law / finance.
Oh, he's buying low, selling high.
He seems super finance bro to me. And therefore,
numbers to me.
He is my top enemy. Okay, yeah, so in one of his spare rooms in his apartment.
Well, it says spare room.
Yeah,
But not the spare room.
He could have
my spare room. Like, I don't know. Well, it might be. He just seems rich, and therefore I hate him. His girlfriend, on the other hand, is completely trashy.
Sick.
And we don't get along too well. But we get along well enough that I could tolerate being around her for a month. The issue is that since I last saw her, she got a few piercings, dyed a strip of her hair, and got a nose ring.
Whoa.
Oh.
This is insane.
I like that he... So let me read this next sentence. The piercings and hair I can stomach, but the nose ring is out of line. Hey, my dude, a nose ring is also a piercing, you fucking idiot. Those are all piercings.
Line?
They're not different.
This out of
Why
line.
Is that piercing bad? Ugh. Okay. The reason for this is that if I take my brother out on trips near us, his girlfriend wants to come, and I constantly see my coworkers and bosses. Mm-hmm. This paints a negative picture of me, and they start associating me with someone like her, and that could be damaging.
Holy shit. Oh,
yeah, no, okay, I was right. He's a fucking asshole.
I took her aside and told her that if she's going to stay with me rent-free, then could she at least remove her nose ring? She got pissed off and told my brother what I said. We got into an argument and are now giving each other the silent treatment.
Yeah.
I don't ask for much from them. I'm letting them stay out of the goodness of my heart until they can move into their own place. All I wanted was her to remove a fucking ring. And apparently it's such a big deal. I'm baffled. Am I actually being an asshole about this? And yes, I tried to find ways to get alone time with my brother so we can hang out by ourselves, but his girlfriend always finds a way to tag along.
Oh, wow. Jeez. Wow.
So this is another variety of question. I know we were talking, I guess not on mic, we were talking about categorizing some of our questions.
What was the conclusion?
I don't think he even wrote one. I think that was just it.
No, what was the conclusion from the commenters?
They definitely all were like, you're an asshole. Oh, so that's what I was going to say. The people who write in who are dead convinced that they're not the asshole, and everyone's like, you are... clearly the asshole of this situation. What is wrong with you? Usually those people just immediately delete and disappear from the net. But this dude's stuff is still up.
This guy's like, this guy's like,
his account got suspended.
All these, ooh. Oh man, I didn't realize so many people on Reddit had nose rings. That's the only reason they're on this
like,
whole side.
Just the fact this dude's like, I cannot allow your girlfriend to be near me in public in case a coworker of mine sees us and is like, Oh, I see that you are also a trashy person. Because right. you are standing near a person with a nose ring.
You just don't understand what it's like when you're working for a traditional firm in an affluent part of town.
It's like so hard to like do rich people stuff with all my spare rooms in my apartment.
So like on my first day at a job that I had that you all know about, but I'm not going to bring up here. But I wore a suit. And because like I didn't know what the expectations were and whatnot, and like it was like a big thing, it was like big first day, so I wore my suit, and then like you know it came in, I did the job, and then so like months, and then like I realized everybody was very casual dressed and whatnot, and like months later, people were like, "Yeah, we were worried about you because you wore a suit, and we thought that was super weird. We thought you were going to be really uptight." And like that was not the case, but
we for this QA job, that's not actually a job, right?
No.
Okay.
It's I mean, I've been pretty lucky. Like none of the places I've worked have been like super strict about like clothes stuff. And I understand that there are like certain businesses that generally it's like, well, the culture of this place is that people dress up, but that does not mean that outside of work, the people like, do they think that you're wearing a suit all the time? Like, what do you say? I don't understand what this man's problem is.
Yeah. For things like this, it's very much them, what's the phrase, telling on themselves. This is how he views other people.
Exactly. Mm. He's like, oh, everyone will be judging me. It's like, no, dude, that's just you doing that.
Right.
Like,
so him saying this is like, that's how he views other people. And he's so rotten to the core. He assumes that there's, it's going to be pointed back at him. I don't believe in the death penalty, but, you know, I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there.
Just throwing it out. I even believe in prison abolition, but this guy should go to jail, though.
Yeah. No, I mean, he's, like, so sure and so sure of, like, him being a fucking saint and so sure that if anyone sees him with someone with a dyed hair, that it's going to hurt his chances.
And it is, like, such a, like, threat. Like, I definitely feel like, I came from an area where people definitely do see piercings and dyed hair and tattoos as being trashy.
Yeah.
And, like, not, like, that is a low-class thing to do. And it just makes me so mad. Like, I just don't understand the whole concept of it. It's like, why is this inherently trashy?
Right, like, because everyone, and you're from a very low-class area.
Yeah, exactly. Like, bro, like, you're not trashy. Shut up. Like, you live in a trailer.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear anything from you. What are you saying?
Yeah. It's baffling. It's like, hey, we got to other people within our stratification eat more easily. So let's do that. It sounds like your brother's girlfriend is cool. And
she's cool as hell.
I mean, if I were her, I would just be like, hey, we got to find somewhere else to live. I can't be dealing with this.
This is also another example of, like, you assume people think about you more than they do.
Yeah.
Yes, right. Absolutely. It's like, I'm sorry, maybe his coworkers are that judgy. I mean, it's possible, like, that they're all in this weird, like, you know, like, social network together where it's like, this is the way that they think.
Yeah, if they're, if it's an American Psycho situation, yes.
exactly.
They are definitely doing this.
But if it's an American Psycho situation, you, sir, are a psycho. Right, so you are the problem here.
Right, why are you going, like, why the fuck do you think Reddit has your back? These people are so fucking stupid.
That's why, like, some people are like, is this a troll? Like, because, like, why would they think that the people would be on their side?
Yeah.
But it's like their viewpoint is just so twisted by being, like, constantly affirmed by the people in their little group that they're just assume everyone is that way?
Yeah.
Or something? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they do say that they live in a fairly affluent part of a city. So even it, like, live in a city, so more expensive even if it's not one of the huge cities, an affluent part of said city. So he has a 3-bedroom apartment in, like, any big city, and he's just like, I'm such a good dude. Oh,
I'm the goodest in my heart. I'm letting him stay here.
This one obviously, like,
you didn't want him to stay. You could have just been like, no, man, sorry, it's not going to work.
Yeah, he definitely feels this. I don't think this is a fake, but it gets close to it with some of the things. Like, when I letting them stay out of the goodness of my heart. Yeah, fucking asshole.
I feel like you could get your mind kind of warped a little bit, like, being around people like this for too long.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's literally, like, a scientific phenomenon also, that, like, the more money and power you get, it literally fucks your brain up. So that's definitely, like, a thing.
Yeah.
And then if you're around other people with money and power, therefore...
Yeah.
It's like the more money you make, the more you think you deserve...
The more problems.
So many more problems, such as your brother's bitch girlfriend is daring to have a nose ring near you.
And the other thing about, can't believe this. Let's talk about finance bros for a second. Like,
okay, I'm in.
Yeah, let's rag on them.
They're not, like, they're, you know, like, a lot of finance stuff is, like, manipulating, like, you know, you're moving money around, but you're not, like, actually producing anything.
Yes.
Mm. Right.
So it's like you're making imaginary wealth by manipulating numbers in a computer.
I mean,
that somehow, because you've done that, you know, you assign yourself more self-worth, and you know better than your brother's girlfriend.
Yeah. It's like, well, actually, your job's kind of fake.
It's fake.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I would love to be a finance bro and have tons of money.
Oh, like, give me all that money.
I mean, yeah, I would also love to be a huge asshole all the time and be paid a lot for it.
Do you know how much my mind would be at ease if I could just be a huge asshole all the time and not have to think about it?
Yeah, not having a conscience seems pretty sick. Yeah, you know, it's we don't even know if he's technically a finance bro.
I'm just assuming
a law firm bro.
He's at, like, a firm.
He's at a firm. I'm also at a firm.
Cool.
But, like, just the tales of what he's saying, it feels like something like that.
Mm. Definitely. Some lawyers are probably like this for sure. I've seen a television program.
That's what I'm saying, like a big law kind of situation. Like, I could see.
Like an Ally McBeal type.
Yeah, exactly.
I would watch a program called Big Law.
I wonder if something
big law, small justice.
Yeah, but my law firm.
we rarely get justice for our small clients.
I work at an amazing law firm, and when you walk into the reception area, you're like, fuck, these people got money.
What's it like, Tim, when the judge is like, order, I'm going to charge everyone.
And it's like, you know what? Throw me out, B-word. That's my job. I'm the guy that goes in there and I'm the
lawyer coworkers get thrown out for contempt. You're the guy that takes the fall.
Yeah, that's my job.
Tim goes in sweating and dropping papers.
That's why Tim's been growing out his hair, is because, like, he's got to look hard in prison.
I got to look hard because I'm 5'8", not super hard looking. But no, I work for a patent law firm, and all patent lawyers are huge nerds. Because we definitely have less of a, you know, TV law firm vibe, but that's because, you know, they all are scientists.
Exactly. You got the nerd quotient to, like, make people.
And they're
be
all huge Ally McBeal heads.
Well, not normal, but actually making me less normal.
Yeah, you're trying to find dark matter, but then you decided that you wanted to be able to buy, I don't know, a home ever in your life. Okay, here you go.
Do you all have a Christmas party usually? Not this year.
Yes.
Do you do a white elephant?
No. Mm-mm. We're too big.
Damn, I was going to say, it would be so funny if you did an Ally McBeal box set for...
They'd be like, thanks!
Yet again, this joke is not funny, and it's still very weird. There's more legal shows. I would do a Good Wife. Not even as a joke, I would do a Good Wife.
Yeah, Good Wife's a good show.
I love Good Wife. We should finish that one day. We probably won't. We don't know what episode we ended on.
I have no idea.
No idea.
I hope the girlfriend of the brother pile drives this man.
Throws him out of off the balcony...
I hope she does a really embarrassing prank on him.
Yeah, she should trick
him.
She
should pierce his nose.
To be his girlfriend when they're out next.
Yeah.
And their bosses.
Oh, yeah. And when they're out next, she should do a kissy.
She should be really like, we've been together for 10 years, but I'm through with you, brother.
Oh, my God. That would be hilarious.
In front of his boss, yeah.
Oh, here, brother, your penis ring fell out. He definitely, like, tries to save it by being like, I'm just trying to bond with my brother, but he can totally tell that he's just an idiot and a dumbass, and he has ruined any chance of one-on-one bro hangs by never wanting to be, I hate him. I want to hit him with hammer.
Yeah, he's got.
But he's probably really strong, and he would throw me out of a window.
I don't know, man.
All these dudes.
I mean, he might have frat bro strength, perhaps, but
he's gonna hit me with an axe.
He'll be easily bested, though. You can be sneaky on him. I feel confident about this.
Mm. Patrick Bateman would annihilate me. I am.
Well, Patrick Bateman is a different question.
he's gonna throw a chainsaw at me.
He's a murderer, so that's different. I hate this man. I hope you have a bad Christmas and a bad year. I hope 2021 is even worse than 2020 for you. That's how I feel.
Namaste.
Namaste. And fuck you forever.
Yeah.
Did we do it? Any more thoughts? You guys want to throw any curses?
He's coming from a good place, I think.
No.
Just kidding.
He's bad. Well, we really did end it on the worst fives. But again, this one's been sitting there for a while, and I was so mad about it. And I was doing the notes today, and I'm like, you know what? I feel like today's the day. Let's do it.
I like the idea of people being like, hey guys, I'm a rich asshole too. And it really hurt my feelings.
It really hurt my feelings when you said that rich people are psychos.
Give me your money and I'll stop saying it.
Yeah, exactly. Simply give me your money and I will
shut up. The company that our other D&D podcast is a partner show of might be bought by Amazon. Oh. So yeah, obviously Amazon's good now.
Bezos. Like,
simply, if you give us all of your money, or a lot of your money on Patreon, you're one of the good ones. Mm-hmm. Okay?
If you just want to sign and seal the approval that you're one of the good rich people, then just give us money. Yeah. I'll write a little note for
we'll
you.
We'll absolve
we're not
you.
On Cameo, but we'll like absolve you for sure. Mm-hmm. And a rich person indulgence. It's not even that expensive, I think.
It's like buying green energy. Like environmental credits.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. It's the same way you can buy it, or like buying a star. That too.
Yeah. I am laughing at the concept of some like buddy that empathizes with this man actually listening to our podcast.
Can we have like a rich person Patreon tier, and you get a certificate that says one of the good ones?
I want that.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that's it'll good, be actually. Gold leaf. Like around, it'll be a nice certificate.
I mean, it'll be so nice.
It will be $500 a month, though.
I mean, you gotta pay like a lot for it, though.
Right. Nick, we have to ask Grant about this question because while he's not this rich or anything, I feel like he runs in circles like this.
He absolutely does.
So, yeah, like, without judging him, he might know people like this and might have a huge.
Grant, do you feel like rich people would like this? But I like thinking about Grant, like, testing the waters to see
what this is. I feel like this is the kind of question that Grant would have a lot to say about.
Yeah. I love Grant. And
We love Grant.
We love Grant.
Folks, thank you so much for joining us on this episode. I feel like I have to stop talking about this man or I will become so angry that I won't be able to get anything else done today. So I'm going to cut it off there. But thanks for joining us in our podcast. Merry Christmas for those that are celebrating it. I hope you're having a good end of the year because this was coming out 23rd, right?
Mm-hmm. 23rd, yeah.
So, you know, get your hams, get your treats together.
Don't kill your grandparents, but...
If you celebrate...
Tell your friends and family about... Dear Internet.
Yeah.
And if you don't support us on Patreon, go take a look and see what we've got going on over there.
Yeah, do it.
If you celebrate Christmas, Merry Christmas in 2 days. If you don't, you can celebrate me on my birthday.
Yeah, celebrate Nick Bristow.
Happy birthday.
The Feast of Nick Bristow. On December 25th.
If you can't swing Patreon, there's always tons of ways to help us, you know.
Yes.
You know, retweet about the show, spread the word, get your buddies
review?
To listen.
Write reviews of us?
Hell yeah.
We should probably read reviews at some point if you think about doing that.
Yeah, I should think about doing that.
Yeah,
we'll think about it. We won't do it, though.
We'll think about it.
It's kind of our move.
Exactly. like the guy who thought about whether he might not give a homemade gift and then decided against it. We will also think about reading reviews.
And much like him, make the wrong choice.
No, I don't think I'm going to do this.
We could be asshole rich if we made good choices, but instead, we make the bad choices.
If we are asshole rich, we can't give out the certificates. So.
Right.
Right. That's so we have to keep ourselves below that level.
We could probably give out one of the good one certificates. Like, that could be a new thing for, like...
I think it'd be really funny.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, thanks again for joining us. During this episode, you can find us on Twitter at Ask Your Internet, and you can find me on Twitter at Jennifer Sheath.
I'm at Tim Lanning.
I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
And I'm at R. Bristow.
Until next time, sincerely, Dear Internet. Yay!
Well done.